All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show here with Dusty May for Atlantic Isles out of Boca Raton, Florida, Conference USA. Dusty, been a while, man. Good to catch up with you. How's things going down there in Boca, man?
Things are great. 80 degrees, clear skies, and we've got a really good team. So, excited.
Yes, indeed, man. Keeby has been 5 years for you already at FAU. Has it flown by for you, man?
It really has, and I think the COVID element, just there's like a year or two where it's kind of a blur. But other than that, it seems like we've been here a while, and we've had great continuity in the program. So it's been a blast. But yeah, four and a half years or whatever, it's went by quickly.
No doubt. And what's good about you, man, got hired in, new coach, 4 winning seasons already in 4 years, going for the fifth one, 8-1 as we say right now. So wow, just coming in as a new hire, setting your culture, setting your environment for your players and your staff, building relationships, and having 4 winning seasons, 2 of them have been COVID years, but still winning no matter what, the first thrown your way, you didn't see coming.
Yeah, you know, even now we're watching games from the past year against opponents you're playing now, and we've come so far. We play much better together. Our talent levels increase, and then obviously just the continuity of guys being together and knowing each other and being familiar and really caring about each other's success. It's been rewarding, but it's not been a flash in the pan. It's been a lot of hours, a lot of work from a lot of people, and it's culminated into this spot where we're playing good basketball. Now we have to continue it.
And Dusty, how was it this summer to actually have your guys together to build that continuity, to build that oneness? I know when I played football, for me, when I was at home here in Atlanta, it wasn't the same as being in Nashville with my guys. So how was having your guys to push each other out there, running those lines, on those sprints, doing individual drills with coaches? How was it seeing your guys bond that way this summer without having to worry about COVID restrictions like it was the past 2 years?
It was great just having them together. And then I think they motivate each other. We have a very hardworking group that spends extra time. And even on the weeks when we couldn't have workouts, guys were coming through disappointed that we didn't have team workouts. And a lot of times in the summer, guys are disappointed when you do have workouts because they want to kick it in Boca in the summer. So it's just a group that enjoys work. They enjoy each other. And as a coach, there couldn't be too many more rewarding qualities than having guys who want to learn, who want to improve and enjoy the work.
And Dusty, having a guy who loves being in the gym, I'll tell you what, it's good to have guys who tell them. Force them to the gym because, you know, some guys don't want to get in the gym, as you know. But having guys who want to get there without you saying, get some shit, some shots, just shoot today, get some shots up.
Yeah.
You actually had guys say, hey, I want our work get better, because that's what it takes come February and March when it really counts for you guys. Is that the work you put in the summertime, through August, through fall, through non-cons, what determines your fate come February and March.
Yeah, and obviously we give our guys nudges, but it's a group that they're self-motivated. They're in here in the mornings and here at nights, and it's became the culture, just how they go about their business. So, you know, the first couple of years, it felt like we were always trying to push and nudge guys to get in the gym to no avail. And now it seems like we've got a group that almost the entire team is putting in extra work and then also bringing it every day. So we actually have a few guys that we have to tell them, hey, man, you gotta relax a little bit. You're going to overdo it. You're going to get hurt. And so they like I said, they put in a lot of time. They deserve the success they're having, the early success.
No doubt. You have a good mix of your roster, man, of younger and older guys. Talk about the recruiting process with Boca being able to sell Boca as well, FAU, the Conference USA. Talk about that and having continuity. Talk about that's just the culture you have, having a young guys coming in at pipeline to see how the older guys do it. So keep this train rolling throughout the years for you and your program.
Well, boss man, we only have one senior on the roster this year. And out of the majority of our players, a big chunk of them are sophomores. And we have a couple freshmen that are playing, and then we have a few juniors that are playing in the rotation as well. So if the portal doesn't get us, we have a chance to really maintain some continuity and stability year after year. And that's how you're part of a great program, is whenever you're not trying to just reinvent yourself every year. You're not bringing a whole new roster and having to reteach everything and guys learn each other. So it's been a blast just seeing the guys stay together and work, and you know, their relationships have grown.
No doubt. And you all got a great Power 5 win on the road to Florida where you used to be at. So how was it going back to the O'Connell Center down there on Billy Donovan Court to get a win, a place you coach at, and now seeing your guys do what they did against a Power 5 team on the road?
Well, our guys were very confident going into that road trip. We started out at Ole Miss, and we were without our leading scorer at the time, Mike Forrest, and we didn't know if he was going to be able to play at Florida. And it was the same road trip, and we went directly to Florida, and we found out the day of the game that Mike was cleared to play. So it gave us another weapon, and he was able to, as a fifth-year senior, to go into Gainesville, and I think he scored 20 that night, shot it really efficiently, opened things up for his teammates, played a really good basketball game. And we've only had our full team together for a couple of games, so that one in our most recent game. So, you know, we're still gelling. We're still trying to figure ourselves out. But we have a lot of different weapons, and when someone goes down with a minor injury or some other issue, there's several guys waiting to step up and take their place. And that's been the key to our early season success. Despite us missing a few guys, we've had the others step up and elevate their games.
No doubt, Dusty. And what's good about, man, is like you said, those guys can experience now, well, you'll be even deeper down the road. Because I feel like that's something that's, having depth is great. And like I said, guys are going to get hurt. It's basketball. These guys will get hurt. Mm-hmm. So having guys who are ready and having guys mentally prepared who are staying with it, you know, they're not playing, they're staying with it, ready to come in and contribute when called upon, is a great thing to have on our roster, which shows me your guys truly are together and about the bigger mission than themselves, which are trying to get their own stats.
No question. I feel guilty a lot of games that we didn't play some of the guys more minutes, but that's the cost of winning. Year one, we started out very similar. We had a very good roster in year one and started out the year 7-1 or 8-1. And it had a couple of our best players go down, and we just didn't have the depth and experience to overcome it. Now this year, the difference is whenever guys have went out, we've had someone step in with that almost equals their production, or it's been by committee, but there hasn't been any drop off in production. So that gives us hope going into a long conference season that we can withstand some of the bad breaks that you have throughout the season, a virus or an ankle sprain, things like that, just because of our depth and experience.
And Dusty, I know you feel this way for your conference USA, that it's some great basketball in your conference, but it's only a 1B league right now because you do a great job. Rick does a great job. Nikki's doing a good job at middle. Ron does a good job. But, you know, Talbot's going to have a good team at Tech. So what about the league of coaches in your league, man? Ball, you all playing Conference USA. And it's just seeing how good it is. And I wish people could see more of you, what you all are about each night. And know this league is really more than a 1B league if you look at it. Top to bottom, in my opinion.
Well, boss man, you just gave me anxiety talking about all those guys, and you didn't even mention Grant McCaslin and Andy Kennedy and Scott Parra, three programs that are off to great starts as well. So this year, I think, is the best year Conference USA has had in a long time. I think Ken Pom has it as the 10th best league, and it had dropped to, I think, low as 13 or 14 at times. So everyone's doing what they need to do this year to elevate a conference, and that's win games and pick up big non-conference wins. So it seems like from top to bottom, everyone's doing their part. And in a league where you don't have the finances to have a lot of money games, where we have to go on the road to play versus being at home, playing Power Fives on the road versus home and homes against them, and things like that, it's harder to boost your metrics and your numbers and your analytics. But because the league has won at such a high level, we've been able to do that as a group. And now during conference play, we all have more chances to pick up big wins. So hopefully this is the year where Conference USA can be more than a 1-bid league. Other than us, I think there are several teams that are right now on the verge of a breakthrough. And, you know, we just have to keep winning in non-conference, keep taking care of business as a group. And then during the season, you know, find ways to pick up some big computer wins on the road against the upper half teams.
Don't give me one nightmare. Two of my friends are coming to the league, Amir and Jason Hooten. So I don't give me one nightmare. Two of my buddies are coming to the league. Yeah.
Well, Amir, he was our GA at Murray State when I was on staff. So he and I go way back. We're very close. So we're actually leaving the league next year. So we're getting out when those guys are coming in. Thank goodness.
Oh, I forgot you all leaving. Yeah. I hope you come to Atlanta and see me play up at Kennesaw State. But I got you, man. Yeah, I got you. It's all changes. All that stuff's always going to always go for sure, man.
And I can't keep up with it. So,
yeah. You got that right. All I know is that Amir told me we're going to CUSA. I'm like, for real? Okay.
Yeah. and Mayor and them are having a great season. I've watched them play through scouting a few times, and he's done a great job. And they've got a really good roster and a group that's been together and still growing together as well.
And you guys say St. Thomas tomorrow, Dusty. Talk about watching some guys on film and keeping your guys engaged for another big game coming up tomorrow night, man.
Well, it's always difficult during finals week to schedule a game. So our guys are on the verge of finishing up. St. Thomas is a team that's very well coached. They're athletic. They shoot the ball. They have several Division I transfers, a couple from North Carolina A&T that are very productive players. And then we have our rivalry conference opener on Saturday with FIU coming in. So it's a big week for us, especially coming off a mentally taxing week like finals. And also just making sure that we don't have a let up. But fortunately, our guys enjoy practice. There hasn't been a moment where we felt like as a staff that the guys were content or resting on their laurels. They bring it every day. We have to get better. We're not anywhere near as good as we need to be to do what we want to do. So it's been a fun off week just to really focus on ourselves. But now it's back to business tomorrow, and then obviously Saturday with FIU coming in.
I'm going to ask you about this too, Dusty. Having that self-scouting, I know I played football. That was one of the bye week was our self-scout week. So for you and your staff, how fun is it to kind of get able to look at yourself and say, hey, we're doing this a little bit too much, or we're showing this too much? So how fun was that for you to go and do a deep dive into what you've been doing so far and what you can tweak going forward?
Well, it's been fun because when he took a deep dive in, there were a couple areas of concern from the last 2 years. We turned the ball over too much. Our transition defense wasn't great. There were a few things that we spent all spring, all summer, and all fall really focused on, and we fixed those issues. Now there's a couple others. We're not getting to the free throw line enough, and when we do get there, we're not converting. So there's always going to be issues that you have to address, and then also just trying to anticipate how you're going to be defended and what you're going to see down the line so you can start preparation for different things. And we've done that just about every bye week. We've taken a long shot view of, okay, we're going to need to be able to play this coverage against these two teams in the league. Let's go ahead and work on it for 2 or 3 days. And that way our guys are at least familiar with it. They've repped it. And then when we get into scouting, we don't have to spend near as much time because our guys have already done it and are somewhat familiar with it. So we tried to do that this week, added some stuff that we're going to need down the line. And it's almost like we're teachers. We're developing a curriculum that we need to get certain things in throughout the year. And our guys are great at carrying it out, also thinking about it, not forgetting about it, and then being able to apply it. So we got a very, very intelligent team that has high basketball IQ as well.
You kind of let me know that's what Dusty about IQ. That's my point about, hey, when you watch that film, I tell y'all, you know, players all the time, I and Scott don't lie. Like, use the film to learn and develop your mistakes, learn what you can do better. The film was, you get that mental reps in your head, that mental IQ, where on the court, somebody come at you a little differently, you can kind of react to it on the fly. Not, oh, what do I do? So use the film to develop your mind, your mental game, your mental IQ to help you in a tight situation. You can go with A or Z and zig or zag when the coach will change up something on you. So I feel like I tell you guys all the time, Dusty, watch film to develop yourself and to get better at the same time.
Absolutely, especially the guards who need to see the entire floor and see things develop and know what to look at and where to look. So our guys are pretty religious about film, and even sometimes I'll bring them in and our guys will say, oh, I already watched that practice last night. And I'll say, okay, what did you see? And we'll talk about it. But just the fact that college students are watching practice in their dorms at night shows the commitment of our players.
No doubt. Dusty, thank you for your time, man, and have a happy holiday season. Good talk to you again, man. I promise we'll be 2 years again, brother. I promise you.
I promise. Likewise, you that, man. Boss, man. Yeah, I appreciate you. It's good. I appreciate you having me on. It's great to see you again.
Anytime, buddy. Be safe, man.
Likewise. See you, man.
See you.